girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there. I know I don't know you, but Dr. Phil says I'm afraid of commitment. You want to help prove him wrong?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's not working on
it's
you.
It's not.
Oh. You watch Dr. Phil?
I know, that's the issue.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to call Dr. Oz and have his brain donated to science.
Instead, wow, all these great doctors.
Tell him that he's husband material, just not yours. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Hannah. I've been struggling with this problem that I never thought I'd be able to solve. So my problem is that when I eat chicken wings, when I get the buffalo sauce all over my fingers, as I try wet wipes, but when you get sauce caught in your fingernail beds, But you, a wing lover, be a part of my sauce removal process. You know what I mean? We go out to a great wing place, eat our body weight in buffalo wings. When we're done, you essentially remove the sauce from my digits with your mouth.
Oh.
Get more wing sauce and I get clean hands.
Boom. Next message.
Oh, man. I don't think I've ever been more turned off.
That is nasty.
Oh, you want me to lick the old sauce out of your fingernail bed?
It's just a little bit of extra flavor
on
there.
Oh, that's
Look,
so gross,
listen,
dude.
Sucking someone's finger is bad, but sucking it out of the under
part of their nail.
Oh,
God, stop it.
Fingernails.
Yuck,
toes,
man.
We're talking. But
yeah,
fingernail beds?
Totally.
Nah. Get out of here.
Start eating those chicken wings with your feet.
Next message. Hi, Link. I have a few rules for going out for me. It's nothing crazy like opening doors, but I really don't like the color red, so please don't wear red. It's a trigger for me.
Whoa.
Also, if you use too many pronouns, that's a major deal breaker.
What?
Oh, and I like my steak well done. Next message.
Ooh. Oh,
ooh.
She's the worst.
Ah, God, I was okay with her until that well done comment. Why even get the steak? Just chew on a leather shoe.
I don't even know what a pronoun is.
He, she, it. Yeah, it, they.
She so, doesn't like people talking,
yeah,
basically.
Like, hey, baby, how is night going?
No.
Can't say baby.
Yeah.
Oh, dang
That's
it.
That's not a pronoun. That would work.
I don't
you
know.
You can't say, hey, you. Or how is she doing?
This girl's the worst.
Okay, we need an English lesson, actually.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Mary, it's George from the bar the other night. I was just calling to get in touch with you and actually see what you're doing right now. My buddy and I, we're about 12 hours into this epic Call of Duty tournament and
nice.
Kind of stuck at the house. So calling to see if maybe you wanted to come by. And, you know, maybe bring us some pizza rolls and
no.
We could use some beer and we're actually out of Red Bull, too, but if you want to come by, you could, like, stick around and hang out with us. And I know you're probably thinking, you know, why would I want to watch some guy play video games, but I'm always talking while I'm playing games, and it'd be a great chance for us to just get to know each other and just talk while I'm playing.
Boom! Yes, I told you I'd kill you! You f***ing noob! I'm sorry, I just got so pumped. I just own this noob! Call me back! Hurry! Don't forget the pizza rolls!
Next message.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's me, though.
He's a keeper.
Can we just, like, ladies, stop watching men play video games?
You're
like,
annoying.
I feel like it should be a pact, right? Because this is the expectation now of dudes. Like, well, they like it. What are you talking about? No one likes watching you play video games.
But we don't like having you join in with us playing because then we have to explain all, like,
oh,
the
that's what it is.
You,
or you're because
like,
you're
no.
scared you're going to get beat by a girl.
No,
I see where you're at, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'll take you on right
no,
now.
No, I am terrible at video
I'm
games. I'm just saying
down.
That there's other women that are very good at them, okay?
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah, nice cop out.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Suzanne. We met at the club the other night. You may remember. I did not expect to get that drunk that night. I can't even say it right. I can't believe I got that drunk that night. I do remember the most important part, which was meeting you, huh? I didn't tell you this before, but you are completely my type. You bear an amazing resemblance to Meg from Family Guy. You know, the hot sister. You know, maybe without the glasses. But if you put on some glasses and, like, some sort of loose jeans and, like, a little beanie hat, oh, my God. I mean, you could be her. And, I mean, I can't tell you how much that gets me going. I mean, just even the possibility, you know, things go good, of maybe being with Meg. I could practically hear it, you know, like, oh, yeah, that's right, Daddy. Oh, don't tell Stewie. Man. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I went a little too far with that. Sorry. Just, I want you to know, I'm really into it.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
That's like my favorite show, and I think you ruined it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody has a type. Everybody. I guess.
Meg is a type?
Well,
the elusive Meg Griffin from Family Guy fantasy. It's right up there, right below the Princess Leia in a bikini.
There you go.
Then it's Meg from Family Guy with her beanie on.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big shoes to fill, man.
Literally. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.